Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Southeast Texas Internet Radio listeners, welcome to another edition of the Dr. Levine Medical Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Levine. I'm here every Saturday morning between 8 and 9, answering questions about healthcare and medicine, and hopefully clearing up some confusion or controversy that you might have about subject matters related to medicine. So give us a call. Phone lines are open. 896-KLVI, 1-800-330-KLVI. We'd love to talk to you this morning. Or if you are camera shy, you can just leave a message, and we'll get those answered over the phone. What a terrible, terrible week we had this past week. You know, we don't normally see snow, and we always get excited when it starts snowing outside, just because it's just kind of a rare weather occurrence here in Southeast Texas, and the kids always enjoy it, and it's just always fun. But, you know, if it involves power outages and water shortages, I'm not interested anymore. So hopefully you guys were safe and sound. And for that matter, pipes bursting in the ceiling and water leaking in your house, I mean, these are things that I've never really associated with cold weather. I mean, it's been cold here before, and it has snowed here before. I think it was a couple of years ago. It snowed for three or four years. It snowed here for a day or so, not all day. But anyway, we've had low temperatures, and it snowed here before. Just never seen anything like we did Monday and Tuesday. So hopefully we won't have to go through that. Again, you know, we get so much more with hurricane season that we kind of get our fill of these weather disturbances and these severe weather patterns. You know, the wintertime is when we kind of have a little fun, like I said, with a little snow here and there. But hopefully you're safe and sound and didn't have to worry too much about, again, pipes bursting and water shortages. And, you know, my wife went to HEB yesterday here locally in Beaumont, and she was just kind of amazed and fascinated with the fact that they were out of a lot of things. The shelves were pretty empty, and it's just not something that she'd ever seen before, that we'd never seen before. So sign of the times, I guess, and hopefully they'll probably get that taken care of. You know, probably couldn't get in supplies just because the roads were closed or shut down or some cases like that. So, but this is the United States, and we'll figure out a solution to take care of that. So hopefully it's safe and sound. The weather seems to be getting warmer, and so we shouldn't have to deal with all that anymore for the rest of the year. So, you know, just imagine some of these other cities, Michigan and our states up north that, you know, snows for days, you know, how inconvenient that could be for those. But, you know, they seem to be better able to tolerate that sort of weather. You know, we're not kind of used to this sort of weather, so it was kind of hard to deal with, believe it or not. But thank you for joining me for this show. Anyway, I have a question this morning that was called in by a listener sometime last week. It says 2 weeks ago they took a couple of Aleve for chronic pain in the neck from bulging discs. You know, that's you know, very common problem in our country, just degenerative joint disease from arthritis, for lack of a better term. You know, we deal a lot with arthritis in the lower spine. We get a lot of complaints of low back pain in the office, and a lot of that is brought on by being overweight, being sedentary, and eating a diet that's high in inflammation. So we get a lot of patients coming in with low back pain and also neck pain because this degenerative inflammatory process seems to also focus on the neck. So a lot of patients will come in sort of with neck or shoulder pain that kind of radiates down to the elbow or even to the hand, but they say it'll kind of start kind of around their neck, shoulder blade area, and kind of radiate down. And, you know, most of the time it's just kind of a searing, burning, nagging pain when it first starts. Again, same thing with the lower back. Patients will start to get kind of that low back achiness, and it can kind of travel from kind of the back, lower back, to the what we call posterior aspect of the buttock area, and then kind of travel around that hip, kind of laterally on the side of the hip area, and just it'll kind of travel down your leg, kind of coming more towards the inside part of your thigh, and then down your leg to the foot. And everybody's experience is different, but again, it normally starts off with that achiness or pain in that lower back or around the buttock area, especially if you are walking or if you try to stand for a long time. We get this complaint a lot. Patients are trying to cook in the kitchen, and they find that when they stand up for a long time, that pain comes back, and when they sit down, it goes away. So those are kind of classic symptoms of kind of degenerative joint disease in the lower spine. Remember, the heavier that you are, you know, obviously that puts a lot of stress and strain and wear and tear on your joints, the supporting structures primarily. So low back, the knees, the feet, the ankles, you know, those are the joints that are supporting you. So if you're more overweight than you need to be, then it's like anything else, it's going to wear out faster. So this is, you know, an extremely common problem. And then we've talked about the fact that when you're overweight, that will tend to generate or increase or turn on this inflammatory engine that runs in our system. And it's there to, for a couple of things, to help us heal when we injure ourselves. It's also part of the immune system, so that if we get an infection, we've been talking about COVID-19 and the inflammatory system, but when we get an infection, the inflammatory system is there as well to help us fight infection. So the system is kind of in the background, ready to go anytime we need to. And I think you can kind of understand the difference between kind of a very short burst of inflammation that occurs when, like I say, whenever we get infected or whenever we, we're walking up the stairs or we're walking outside. Just like this past week, the ground was real slippery because of the ice, and I had a few episodes, not many. I had one or two. But I didn't fall. I still have the balance. But we got a little spike of patients who unfortunately did fall and fractured their wrist or either fractured their hip because they got in a patch of ice and went down. You know, so the inflammatory system turns on in that particular situation to help heal the bone. And just so you know, I mean, most people, when they have a fracture, they go in and get a cast or get surgery to fixed a fracture. Believe it or not, if you don't have any surgery, you never see a doctor, you know, that bone will heal. It may heal abnormally or out of line, and it may obviously affect the way the bone looks, but it will heal, you know, from the inflammatory system. You know, we don't do that in modern day America, but, you know, if you're out on the island by yourself and you fell and there was no hospital around, you know, it would heal up eventually. But this inflammatory system turns on. And then after the acute, what we call acute phase of this problem goes away, normally, what, 2 or 3 weeks, the inflammatory system kind of shuts down. And that's when, you know, when you've injured yourself, you have that swelling, you have that pain, maybe a little redness. You know, that's all characteristics of inflammation. And a few weeks go by, and all of that swelling, that redness, that pain, it goes away. Inflammatory system shuts off. The injury is now fixed. So the inflammatory system can shut down and kind of be in the background waiting for something else to occur, another infection or another musculoskeletal injury. But I guess what I'm trying to explain to all the listeners is when you're overweight, that inflammatory system is always humming in the background, kind of at a low level, not at the level of, let's say, a fracture or the level of, let's say, an infection. But nonetheless, fat cells, and, you know, when you look in the mirror and you see your midsection and it's bigger than it needs to be, you know, those are fat cells, or that's fat in the abdominal area. And there's also normally fat inside your abdominal cavity. We call that visceral fat. And there's been a lot of study on visceral fat as well as the fat that's found in your skin layer. And what they found out is that these fat cells are hormonally active, meaning they are generating and spewing out hormones into your bloodstream that do a lot of different things, but a couple of things that it does is it generates inflammation. It turns the inflammatory engine of our system on. And again, when it's acute, you know, a couple of weeks, the inflammatory system does its job and causes no harm. But the longer it stays on, then the more it starts to damage itself. It damages the human body. And this is why patients who are overweight start to have physical symptoms of this chronic low-grade inflammation that's always on because of them being overweight. And what are some of those symptoms? I mean, just think about when you get sick.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You get an infection or you hurt yourself, those same physical symptoms that you might have in those instances, they tend to reemerge, and you have some of those symptoms as well. But a couple of those chronic symptoms would be just feeling tired. A lot of people, we get that complaint a lot in the internal medicine office. I don't have any energy. I feel tired. I don't have the get up and go that I used to. So that sense of fatigue and sense of lack of energy is one of the main symptoms of being overweight, and that inflammatory system in the background being turned on. You know, when you get sick with a cold or flu, you know, you don't feel good. And so this is what happens when you're overweight. It's mild. It's not severe, but it's mild. It's enough to make you notice. that for whatever reason, I just don't have the energy and the get up and go that I used to. And what I find a lot of people doing, I don't know where this came from, but what I find a lot of people do is they say to themselves, or they've convinced themselves, that it must be because of lack of vitamins. So they run to the vitamin store, and talk with the employees there, and leave with a sack full of man-made vitamins to counteract this fatigue issue that they're struggling with, not really knowing that the reason they're fatigued is because they're overweight, and that all they have to do is lose weight, and that energy level will come back. If you talk with anyone who's ever lost weight, they say similar things. But one thing they say is, my God, my energy level is through the roof. I feel young again. I can do things that I didn't do before. I have so much energy. And that's because when you get your weight down and the number and density of fat cells goes down and it stops spewing out these toxic hormones into your bloodstream to rev up your inflammatory system, when that goes away, when you lose weight, then the inflammation goes away. And so you feel young again. And the reason I got to this point is, back pain and neck pain, because that's a lot of times because this inflammatory system that is there gets turned on and it starts to cause joint achiness, joint tightness, joint stiffness, maybe even some joint swelling because of this inflammation. A lot of people have heard of gout, G-O-U-T, and that's another acute inflammatory arthritis condition that can cause the joint to become very swollen and painful. Most of the time it's in that big toe down on your feet. That's the most classic presentation, and most lay people are familiar with that disease. They get that gout and inflammation, can't even walk, can't put a shoe on, can't put a sock on. I mean, it's extremely painful. But again, and I've talked about this before on the show, when you become overweight, it's just a package of symptoms and problems that tend to go along with being overweight, and gout is one of them. And so I routinely check for the presence of gout in my patients, and the classic or gold standard way is to drain the joint and analyze the fluid in the joint and look for gout crystals. That's really the gold standard way of doing that, but let's face it, most practitioners are not going to get a needle and stick it in the joint, because most people probably wouldn't agree to that. And your joint is on fire, it's painful, and then this practitioner wants to stick a big needle in there. There's no way. And that joint is kind of tiny, and it's just going to be difficult to aspirate fluid so that you can analyze it. I mean, the knee is a bigger joint, right? So a lot more space, and if it's swollen, a lot more area to insert a needle and get some fluid and analyze it. But most of the time, if it's not your big toe, gout can also cause just joint pain anywhere. If your gout level is high, it can cause any joint pain because it likes to get inside our joint and precipitate and cause these crystals to form. And the crystals will then cause this inflammatory action because it's an abnormal presence of kind of a foreign material in the joint, and the inflammatory system kicks on. So that can happen in any joint. So a lot of times patients come in just like, I got a bunch of joint problems. It would be the fingers or the neck or the feet. Check that gout level, especially if they're overweight. A lot of times I find it's elevated, and we put them on some medication to get their gout level down, and they'll feel better. But all this is just related to being overweight because of this inflammatory system being kicked on. So fatigue, joint pain, the high blood pressure, I think most people are familiar with that association. Gain a little weight, pressure starts going up. Lose weight, pressure starts going down. again, has to do with this inflammatory system. So that there's this common denominator when it comes to that, and joint pain is no different. If you have any questions, give us a call, 896-KLVI, 1-800-330-KLVI. I'll be right back.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We know the backbone of our country is built by local businesses like yours. We also know that 93% of Americans tune to radio to hear information about brands they trust from people they can trust. That's why iHeartMedia is here for you. Visit iHeartMedia.com and speak to us about growing your business in a time where it is needed the most. It's your audience listening, and it's time you send them a message. Visit iHeartMedia.com today.
At Golden Triangle Internal Medicine and Geriatrics, Dr. Masanthi Levine believes that his patients deserve compassionate medical care. Dr. Levine accepts same-day appointments, and walk-ins are always welcome. Let's create a healthier you with state-of-the-art care, in-office lab, diagnostic testing, state-of-the-art screenings, and patient education. Plus, you receive detailed instructions on your condition with every office visit. Call Golden Triangle Internal Medicine and Geriatrics, 409-347-3621.
You're listening to Dr. Levine's Medical Hour on News Talk 560 KLVI. To join the conversation, call 896-KLVI or 800-330-KLVI.
All right. Welcome back to the Dr. Levine Medical Hour. We're taking your phone calls. Phone lines are open, 896-KLVI, 1-800-330-KLVI. Just here talking about neck pain and back pain and the inflammatory system, which, you know, we're all used to at this point, and just the issues that come up when you're overweight. So we talk a little bit about that being generated from a question we had about taking a couple of Aleve. And Aleve is an anti-inflammatory, which we'll call an NSAID, N-S-A-I-D, as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And these are very, very common, popular medications that people use to help fight all sorts of physical ailments. You know, it comes in the form of Advil or Aleve or ibuprofen, naproxen or naproxen. There are some prescription anti-inflammatories that we write a lot. You know, if you've ever had a knee injury or you've hurt yourself, you're familiar with that. Meloxicam, Mobic, Nalfon. There's just several of them. And the good thing is that they now have these topical anti-inflammatory gels. It's now over-the-counter. And they do advertise a couple of them. One is called Voltaren Gel. V is in Victor, O-L-T-A-R-E-N. This is something that you can get from your local pharmacy, but it's got a little anti-inflammatory medicine in it. The name of it is Diclofenac. And Diclofenac does come in a tablet form. I don't necessarily prescribe that one all the time, but it does come in a tablet form. But it's a anti-inflammatory that's been around for a long, long time. And this manufacturer has put this in a gel form. There's a name brand of this called Pennsaid, P-E-N-N-S-A-I-D. That's a prescription that you can get from your practitioner. But these are anti-inflammatory gels that basically you can kind of rub on the affected joint. And they work very, very well. And, you know, from a doctor's standpoint, these anti-inflammatories, even though they're over-the-counter, and again, there's this misconception that because it's over-the-counter, it's safer, which is not true. Talked about that before. Anything you consume in terms of a medicine, because, you know, believe it or not, a lot of the medicines over-the-counter used to be prescription, but, you know, went through its whole phase of being prescribed medication, and now it's over-the-counter. You talk about the acid reflux medicines, such as Prilosec, Omeprazole, you know, that stuff used to be prescription, and now it's over-the-counter. So a lot of these medicines are over-the-counter were prescription. And misconception that it's prescription is stronger, there's more potential for side effects. To some degree, yes, but also no as well. You can have issues with over-the-counter medicines just as well as prescription medicine, so you have to be careful about that. But these anti-inflammatories are very popular. The gels, again, you want to try and treat a person without causing any collateral problems. That's kind of the full understanding of prescribing medications in this modern day era, whether it be chemotherapy, whether it be a surgery, anything. When we prescribe something to you, when we recommend a procedure or a surgery to you, we basically want to the procedure of the medicine to do its work, but not make you feel like.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're taking medicine. Not cause any sort of collateral damage. That's always the issue, right? We want it to be kind of a neutral experience. We don't want you to feel drugged. We don't want you to have any side effects when we prescribe medicines. So anytime you swallow something and it gets into your system, the potential for a reaction is a little bit higher than something that's more localized to the treatment. So you come in with one joint that's bothering you, and obviously we would just like to give you something that will help with just that one joint. So the potential for a more what we call systemic problem or systemic side effects, meaning it's affecting your entire system, is when you swallow something and it kind of gets circulating in your bloodstream. So that's why we really like these more localized focal topical treatments for joint pain, because it's not as systemic. You know, it's topical. There is some absorption of the medication into your system, but it's at a much lower concentration. So again, less potential for side effects. So a lot of times that's the best route to take. Instead of taking it a leaf, you can go ahead and get that topical gel and rub it on your knee or wherever your joint, your neck, your back, and get some relief. So, you know, those things are over the counter and they work very well. A lot of times we can get away with using these more long-term than if you're taking it by mouth. We've talked about anti-inflammatories, a couple of things you have to worry about. Some big ones are it can increase your chance of having stomach ulcers. And a big no-no for doctors is to prescribe an anti-inflammatory, an NSAID, like Advil, ibuprofen, to someone who's on blood thinners. And we know, because cardiovascular disease is one of our number one problems, that as you get older, your chances of having to be on some sort of blood thinner will start to increase, because our lifestyle in this country tends to generate arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis in our circulatory highway, and such that if you get to your late 60s, 70s, 80s, your chances of getting or having some sort of evidence of arteriosclerosis is a lot higher. And the way we combat arteriosclerosis, our artery hardening, our arteries are narrowing, is to place patients on blood thinners, make your blood a little bit less sticky and less prone to form blood clots, because that's one of the things that happens when your arteries get hard, is they're more prone to form clots. The blood is not as brisk, it's more sluggish. And so we use various what we call antiplatelet or anticoagulation. We call them blood thinners. The blood is not necessarily thin. That's just a term we use to kind of help patients understand that. I heard another term, my blood was as thin as water. That's another way to look at it. And I guess because, you know, when things are working normally and you cut yourself, blood is, you know, it's thick, right? It comes out and it looks thick. It moves slowly. And when you're on a blood thinner, the bleeding is more brisk. And again, I guess looking at it, it looks thin, but it's not like your blood actually is thinner or thicker. You know, it's the same, the blood has the same composition and the same density, whether or not you're on an aspirin or a Coumadin versus nothing. The density is the same. So it's not really thinning out or thickening up. In that sense, it's just that the components of the blood system that are required to cause a clot have been affected and they can't work as well. And so the blood, I guess, when you bleed, it just runs more. So I guess that looks thin versus a thick. But I just wanted you to understand that the medicines don't actually cause the blood to become less dense, which would be thinner or more dense, thicker. That doesn't really happen. But a big no-no with these blood thinners is having this combination of a anti-inflammatory and a blood thinner. So a lot of times, and you've probably been through this if you listen to this show, if you're on a blood thinner, Plavix, aspirin, Pradaxa, Xarelto, Eliquis, Coumadin, we have some people that are on two of these blood thinners together, three of these blood thinners together, which again increases risk of bleeding. You should talk with your practitioner about that combination. And it's okay probably if you take it a couple of times periodically, but if you're constantly taking both of these medicines all the time, it just increases your risk of having these ulcers form and then obviously bleeding profusely if the ulcer kind of gets down to the blood vessel layer and a blood vessel gets exposed. If you are on these anticoagulation medicines and these antiplatelet medicines, yes, you will bleed more freely because the components cannot work because of these medicines. So that combination is not a good combination. Also, anti-inflammatories can affect your kidney function. They can also cause kidney failure. We do see that a lot. Again, most, you know, you try to deal with these problems yourself. You're busy. COVID's around. A lot of people are still nervous about going to their doctor's office. So you get a little ache, a little pain, and you go to the pharmacy. You get you a box of some anti-inflammatory, and you start taking them, and your pain goes away. And then, you might take it for several weeks because anytime you try to stop it, the pain just comes back. And it's not severe pain, but it's enough to get you excited, enough to limit your physical activity where you want to take medications. And so you just kind of keep taking it. And then before you know it, your blood pressure starts to go up. Might have some swelling in your feet, or you might start having weight gain. Anyway, it'll be a change in your physical appearance and how you feel, which obviously would then prompt you to go to your doctor typically or to go get checked out by a healthcare professional. And they do some lab and they find that your kidney function is off. I mean, that's how that happens. And the other thing, based kind of on those same principles, if you have underlying high blood pressure or if you have underlying heart conditions, in particular congestive heart failure, anti-inflammatories can be a big problem as well because it tends to aggravate the hemodynamic presence of heart failure. When your heart is not working and the ability of your heart to pump blood is reduced, your body knows that. And it senses all of these different issues going on. And when you take an anti-inflammatory on top of that, it can aggravate that entire system such that it can make contribute to you having to be hospitalized, because anti-inflammatories can cause retention of fluid, and that fluid will then localize or kind of settle down in your legs and as well as your lungs. And that can cause shortness of breath and cause your oxygen level to be low. So you kind of have to be careful with these medications, even though they're over the counter. You know, talk with your healthcare professional to see if it's safe to take. Because, again, we all get joint pain, aches and pains all the time, and those medicines are there over the counter. And, again, that's why a lot of times on the packages of these over-the-counter medicines, they'll say don't take more than 14 days or don't take more than 2 weeks or a month, just because they want you to understand that they don't want you taking this medicine for a more serious problem. And the idea is that, you know, if you're not getting better or it's lasting a long time, just go get checked out. Just go talk to your healthcare professional. Present your case. Let them kind of check you out. Make sure everything's okay. Kind of, again, go over your health in general. Make sure the medicine is right for you. Again, be counseled on the potential side effects of the medicines. You might still continue to take it, and your doctor might still recommend you take it. But the longer you go with these problems and you just don't have a healthcare professional kind of look at everything, just to kind of get a ballpark figure of whether or not this is good for you, the higher potential for some sort of adverse reaction. So that's why they say that on the packages. It's not that you can't take it more than 14 days, but they're kind of prompting you to go get checked out. You know, because we'll have, you know, because ulcers can cause pain, right? It'll cause stomach pain. And so a lot of people say to themselves, well, let me go get some pain medicine over the counter to take this abdominal pain away. And they'll reach for a Motrin or Advil, not knowing that they have an ulcer. They'll take the Motrin Advil, and guess what? The ulcer gets worse because anti-inflammatories make ulcers worse. So we see that too. So that's why if it's something nagging you, just go get it checked out. Anyway, phone lines are open, 896-KLVI, 1-800-330-KLVI. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Each day, dogs and cats find sanctuary at the Humane Society of Southeast Texas. Some shy, some tall, some scared, and some small, but all in need of love and care. The Humane Society needs your help. Become a foster family and make a difference in the lives of homeless pets by opening up your home and heart to an animal in need. Fostering a pet not only increases their chance of adoption, but also creates space at the shelter for other animals in need. When you foster a pet, you are truly saving a life. For more information, call 409-833-0504.
These are interesting times we live in. The press conference that occurs during the day while you're at work or in school is now really important. And who's going to tell you what happened? Who's going to be honest with you? Who's going to be honest with you about what the media did and why they did it? Well, hopefully you'll think we are, because that's our goal, is to deliver news and perspective to you in an honest way with a golden triangle touch. It's the Michael Berry Show, weekdays right here at 5 o'clock.
On News Talk 560 KLVI.
You're listening to Dr. Levine's Medical Hour on News Talk 560 KLVI. To join the conversation, call 896-KLVI or 800-330-KLVI.
And Dr. Levine, we did have a caller who did not wish to be on the air, but had a question when you were talking earlier about weight and fat. She said that she has exercised, tries to eat right, but still has this issue with the belly fat, in that area, and was wondering what you might suggest.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough issue, Jim. We get a lot of questions about that in the office. Patients are frustrated and a little upset about the fact that they just cannot lose weight as fast as they would like, and they're in their mind doing everything correctly and, you know, should have some weight loss and flatten out that midsection. And a lot of times when I have patients like that, I like to try and maybe figure out maybe some things that are not being done correctly. Again, a lot of people get a lot of misinformation about what should work. Everybody's different in terms of how quickly or how fast they can lose weight. I mean, we have to think about genetics significantly, because, as you know, some families are bigger, some families are thinner, and have an easier time with weight loss or never get overweight, and some families that, you know, most people are big in their families are that they tend to very easily become overweight. And so that stuff really matters. And the science behind weight gain and weight loss and adiposity, as they call it, which is the medical term for fat, adipose tissue, is still in its infancy. And, you know, we're figuring out that, surprise, surprise, everybody's different when it comes to weight loss. And because of their genetic makeup and certain sets of hormones, some people will just have a harder time for weight loss, even though, yes, they are doing the right things, the basic things. It's just harder for them to lose weight. And that's just, unfortunately, always going to be an issue in our country, is that that person who just cannot lose weight as quickly as the next person. And unfortunately, we're not at a point where we can identify exactly the hormones or exactly why that is. This is just a trend, and this is an idea that has caught grip, that some people just are going to have a harder time for weight loss, and they have to be more aggressive with their weight loss process. And what I mean by that is, you know, some people can just kind of change their diet, not exercise any, and the weight just kind of starts coming off, whereas some people need to change their diet, they need to exercise, they need to exercise 6 times a week, it needs to be for 30 minutes or so, they really have to be strict on their diet. I mean, they kind of have to prioritize this lifestyle every single day, and if they don't, then the weight comes back, and it's just, unfortunately, a card that they were dealt just coming out of their womb. You know, it's just their genetics, their makeup. And a couple of other trends, you know, the older you get, the harder it is to lose weight. So weight loss, and I try to tell people this all the time, you know, the patients come in their 30s, their 40s, they're overweight, or even in their 20s, and, you know, they're 15, they're 20 pounds overweight. And I kind of tell them then, like, hey, this is going to be the easiest time to lose weight, just because our bodies are still growing, our metabolism rate is still high, and weight loss tends to be a lot easier when you're young. You don't have those joint problems. You haven't suffered any major health issues that are going to limit your ability to exercise. because that's what happens in some patients, is they kind of wait a little bit too late, and they have other limiting factors that say that their knee bothers them or their back bothers them because they're overweight, and exercising is difficult. Because we always mention exercising when it comes to weight loss, and it does speed up the process when you can exercise and eat right. But if it's only just eating right, it just tends to be a much slower process. So as you get older, with metabolism slowing down, with the development of more physical limitations, weight loss tends to be harder when you're 50 versus when you're 20. And unfortunately, like I say, because of distractions we all have as adults, most people tend to put off weight loss or tend to not prioritize weight loss until they're in their late 50s, early 60s, and a lot of times just a little bit too late and almost to a point of no return. But in this particular person, you know, I have to talk with them more in depth, obviously do some lab, check thyroid, look at some medicines, because a lot of times patients might be on medications that can cause weight gain. Insulin does that. Gabapentin, the antidepressants, can do that. If this patient has any sort of psychiatric illnesses, those medicines can cause weight gain, and inflammatories. So I would have to look at that as well, get a little bit better history about what actually they are doing in terms of their diet, in terms of their exercise. Again, because there's a lot of misinformation out there about how to do this, and most people can get confused, and they think they're doing the right thing. Like a lot of people will start drinking juice to be healthy. They'll give up the soda. They know soda water is bad. It's got a bunch of sugar in it. And the soda industry has not really been able to overcome this perception that, you know, it's not a very good beverage, right? But other beverage companies in the same arena have figured out a way to advertise their beverage as something that's healthy, even though it's not. And the juice industry has done a pretty good job of that. And a lot of people grab orange juice. They want to be healthy. I know you drink this when you're sick, and you know, it's got vitamin C in it, so this is a healthy beverage. And the health experts have just been all over that, helping people understand that this is not good for you. Those juice boxes that we all used to get when we were young, you know, it's got 100% fruit juice in it. Fruits are good. It's got vitamin C. It's got all these vitamins in it. It's a great beverage to give your child. They have been sounding the alarm for many years, saying that because of the sugar content and sometimes the type of sugar that is put in these beverages, that it's generating a lot of health issues in these young people, and that it's not a healthy beverage. And so a lot of people will think that, hey, I'm drinking my orange juice. Why am I not losing weight? I'm exercising. And that's the thing. So I need to get a little bit more in-depth conversation with this person. But again, at the end of the day, they might be doing everything correctly. But for some people, it's just hard as heck to lose weight, even though they're doing the right thing. Sometimes we'll introduce some appetite suppressants to help out as well. We have three on the market. They help out pretty well, changing up her type of exercise that she does, the frequency, the duration of exercise, and just kind of getting a better idea of what she's eating is what I would do. But, you know, if she wants to call back, we can talk about that or let us know more information. But, yeah, for some people, it's tough. And we're going to our last break. Phone lines are open, 896-KLVI, 1-800-330-KLVI. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Golden Triangle Internal Medicine and Geriatrics, Dr. Masanthi Levine believes that his patients deserve compassionate medical care. Dr. Levine accepts same-day appointments and walk-ins are always welcome. Let's create a healthier you with state-of-the-art care, in-office lab, diagnostic testing, state-of-the-art screenings, and patient education. Plus, you receive detailed instructions on your condition with every office visit. Call Golden Triangle Internal Medicine and Geriatrics, 409-347-3621.
If you're looking for a fun museum trip for kids and adults, look no further than the Fire Museum of Texas, located in the historic 1927 Central Fire Station in downtown Beaumont at 400 Walnut Street. The museum has interactive safety exhibits, plus a collection of antique fire equipment dating back to 1856. Check out the 24-foot fire hydrant and pause before the State of Texas Firefighter Memorial. The Fire Museum of Texas, online at firemuseumoftexas.org.
It's the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Save up to $500 when you get a king bed for a queen price from brands like Sealy and Sleepy's. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 during the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm.
I'm Jim Love, inviting you to join us for My Home Answer Man Saturday morning, 10 to 1. Our guests include Chris Wade, Be Your Own Builder, David Oates of the Jefferson County AgriLife Extension Service, and Aislinn Phelan of Keller Williams Realty. That's Saturday, 10 to 1 on KLVI.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
This is Dr. Levine, Dr. Levine Medical Hour. At the end of the show, thank you for the phone call talking about the inability to lose that midsection. And that can be very, very frustrating when patients finally start doing the right thing and they don't see the results that they're wanting, and they get frustrated and kind of give up, and that is very unfortunate when that happens. But, you know, we do see that, unfortunately. And it can be very tough trying to figure out a solution for this person to lose weight. Remember, before we started having this problem with obesity, there were people who were just overweight, right? It's just that most of the population now has become overweight, you know, because of what we eat and drink. But, you know, there was always those who struggle with their weight before we had this obesity epidemic. So just genetics has a lot to do with that, in my opinion. And unfortunately, it's just harder to be healthy in this country, and it's something we need to work on collectively in order to find some better solutions for that. But never give up. Eating healthy is always the right thing to do, even though you might not be as thin as you want to. It's always the right thing to do to help fight your body's inflammation and to keep you out of the path of disease and illness. So thank you for joining me for another edition of Dr. Levine. We'll see you guys next week. Stay warm, stay dry, and be careful.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.